You're listening to the John and Kane Show. And now, your hosts, John and Kane.
Hello, Kane!
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's the John and Kane Show. I'm John.
And I'm Kane.
It is not too cold to go fishing with me. I don't know why you stood me up again yesterday.
It's a little chilsies.
No, it's not. Look, when I told you I would be at the fishing hole,
yeah.
And I showed up there at 8 a.m.,
yeah.
And then you don't show up, and then I call you, and what did you say?
Well, I didn't answer the first time you called.
Oh, right, and then I called you back, and what did you say?
I said, man, I'm totally sleeping.
Right, but which is, I mean, come on, dude. I got up, I got prepared, I had a pole for you. Why do you
do
that?
You had what for me?
I had a pole.
You had a pole
had
for
fishing.
Me?
Don't do that.
You got up in the morning and had a pole for me. All right, you know what?
See,
this is no way to start the show.
This is not what
I'm not interested in this anymore.
No, dude.
I'm serious. It's Monday. Let's get back to it. You know who's joining the show? I mean, you've already said too much with your poll comment, but Gary Berger is going to come in.
Oh,
and
that means, folks, I won't be saying much.
Well, not necessarily. Maybe things will change
today.
No,
it means that. Oh,
things might
no.
change today.
Well, he is kind of looking at me a little.
Yeah.
I mean, like maybe...
You can tell that he's impressed by the way you're dressed today. So
right.
Let's hope that means more John time on the show.
Are you being facetious again?
Not at all.
Really?
Not at all.
I can't tell.
Why would you even think that?
I don't know. Hey, Gladitude's going to be here as well.
Yeah, I hear Ryan Brunell.
I think it's Brunell.
Is it?
Is it Brunell?
I think it's Brunell.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure it's Brunell.
Well, we'll get it straight.
And yeah, Gladitude is a fantastic idea. You guys are familiar with the idea of crowdfunding. Well, this goes a little bit beyond that, and we'll get the details and talk to Ryan about it when he gets
it
in.
It feels like to me that it's right in alignment with our show commitment of fun, funny, make the world a better place, and show up to fishing when I invite you.
So true. Wait a minute. That last part I didn't hear about that last part. When did that become part of the commitment of the show? I don't remember that.
I don't either.
Okay.
All right. With that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into it. Going to be a great Monday here on the show. We'll be right back on the John and Kane Show. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Very excited to kind of declare this is the most I'll be saying in this interview. Ladies and gentlemen, we love him. He loves us. Well, loves Kane more.
That's
ladies and gentlemen, Gary Berger.
Gary!
Hey, guys.
Welcome back, buddy.
Great to be here.
I
great
appreciate
to see
you coming.
You guys.
Thank you, Gary. You're actually looking at me.
I totally, because you know what we're going to talk about today?
What's that?
Incense.
What?
Yes.
What?
Absolutely. Kane, I am incensed that people are still...
I see what you're doing.
Talking and criticizing Obamacare when the news today is that Obamacare is saving lives. Did you read this?
I did not read that.
So do you know what one of the top five causes of death in the United States is?
I would say dying. Is dying part of that?
That's number one. That's number one through ten.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. All right. What's the top five?
Medical errors. Hospital errors.
Oh, my gosh.
Hospital errors starting in the 90s.
So let's get the government in because that clearly is a vast, efficient.
Well, the government is in. Look, the government.
That's what I mean.
It pays for medical care. It regulates medical care.
Yeah.
It's already there. And actually, government standards help medical care. And so 100,000 people die a year in the 90s, and then it went up. So it's one of the top causes of death. And hospitals and private enterprise were not incentivized ever to improve that care. For years, they literally would let people get infections. They'd leave sponges in them. They'd put tubes in the wrong places and let them die because they didn't lose any money on that because medical malpractice cases are so hard. Instead, what they did was they would they'd get paid more money for people getting care, so they were not incentivized.
Yeah,
to
as
that.
A matter of fact, the incentives were exactly opposite. There was no incentive to really make things. And tighten things up. Now, I see where you're going. I think I see where you're going, at least, is that now that there's more regulations and now that there's more tightening of those rules, now we're not going to see as many mistakes.
Yes, exactly. And here's what Obamacare did. And what it said was that if people get infections and have to be rehospitalized within days after they get out of a hospital, we ain't going to pay you as much. If they don't stop infection problems, common medical error problems, nurse problems, all these little things.
Right.
Before, the medical community had been very reluctant and resistant. I mean, there's books out about their book called The Checklist, where a doctor wrote it, and he actually instituted programs where doctors actually had to checklist stuff. Doctors wouldn't wash their hands, and what they did is they put took pictures of they took the heads of the department, like the head of neurology and blah blah blah, from these hospitals, and they take these imaging of their hands to show the bacteria, and then they take that and they post them up in the washrooms to try to get hospitals to change. There's a whole school I'm incensed because people still criticize Obamacare, but these government regulations are helping.
I don't think anyone's criticizing Obamacare for improving health care. I don't think that's ever been anyone's criticism. But I think they're criticizing the fact that it was touted as Affordable Care Act when we're now seeing that there's not only companies that are having to increase the cost of their goods and laying off some people to cover the up cost for businesses and for individuals for health care. This was touted as affordable, and the only reason it was is because of subsidies that we now know can't come through, especially in the recent CR that they passed. And by the way, when CR is, you know, continuing resolution, they don't, one budget in 8 years we've had from this Congress, one budget. And so when we talk about, you know, some of the shortcomings with Obamacare, I don't think it's anywhere in the realm of someone criticizing them improving actual health care. It's the costs that were touted as one thing, and now we're seeing that that wasn't exactly true.
Well, I don't know where we'll, and John, good point.
That's just too.
I see John nodding over there. He's not checking his phone.
No, but I just, to me, it's to steer. I hate steering things into the political realm because
I
want to steer away from it because it's just about the facts. People, when they criticize it's not about improving health.
We're the only country.
Everyone stop. We have to go to break.
Yes, sir.
We have to go to break because here's the deal. We're in a new room today. Not that this matters for anybody else, but the guy sitting next to me, producer Adam, was supposed to keep track of time.
That's true.
But he's over here looking at guns, and then producer Thomas all the way in the corner, who'd already told me that gun looker over here was going to be keeping track of time, did not. So when we come back, we'll continue. Actually, Kane and Gary Berger will continue the conversation.
True.
It is true,
because
that's what you guys do. You lead me along, and then I think I'm going to be involved, and then I don't. We'll be right back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the John and Kane Show. That's about all I'll say. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest, Gary Berger.
What's that about?
Thank you.
What is that all about?
Thank you, Kane.
All right.
So, but there are costs to healthcare. There's a lot of reasons why the costs are too much. Pharmacies, too much power. We've talked about some of these issues. They kind of come. Medical inflation.
And I completely agree.
But, you know, we're the only nation that doesn't have... one of the only nations doesn't have health care for everybody. And it's a humanitarian basic thing.
Well, the thing is, we have health care for everybody. We just don't have insurance for everybody.
People don't complain that food is too much money.
Yeah.
Oh, but food is too much. Let's not feed people.
No. That's what... And now we have GMOs because of that whole concept. No one stopped feeding anyone. They just created some behemoth... thing to make it happen.
Everything and that's, is becoming bigger and better and screwing the little guy.
And that couldn't be more true. And more and more, the little guy, which we thought it was the middle class to poor middle class somewhere in that area, but it's middle to upper middle class that's being affected more and more. So you know the people below them are being incredibly affected by what's going on. When people, families who thought they were getting a yearly savings in their health insurance, they didn't. As a matter of fact, they got an increase in their insurance. So when the savings were touted as what they were to be, to sell the concept and the idea of it, because the idea of it is good, but unfortunately the execution of it on the website side, I mean, give me a damn break.
Well,
you spent how many billions did they spend on the website?
Well, that website's going fine now.
Okay,
it's good now. But one of the problems is
you're
letting private enterprise insurance companies make money off of people's
health.
That's how
the insurance costs go down.
But see, if you're advocating a free market, and then you let this free market take profits from our health insurance, then that's what's driving these prices up. What? Obama did not make these prices go up and charge this. It's the insurance companies.
It was the mandates that caused it. The mandates drove the price. When there's a mandate,
you guys are having a falling out. I'm not saying
when
anything.
There's a mandate, that's what drove the price. It's typically in a free market thing. Demand,
just like you said,
versus supply.
You know what else we learned this week or recently is just like your same argument. Now, what about these Planned Parenthood videos? Now we know that I'm also incensed about that. Remember when we were here and you were saying that they weren't fake, they weren't edited,
they're edited. Where were they edited?
Everywhere, edited up and down the river. The odor, the aroma of the bogusness and the fakeness is
I get it. The grandeur is great, but I'm talking about
the
facts.
The smoke's getting thick
where,
in here.
That's exactly what I'm saying. But I just want to know where those edits are.
All over the place. They're made up. This is an auditory form. We can't show video.
That's like me denying it's in the sun. It's not the sun. Doesn't come out. It doesn't. It's the earth. It's the earth that turns.
Stop it. At John and Kane Show. Gary, you're on Twitter, right?
Nope, but I'm at burgerlaw.com. Well, I am a little bit, but I don't do a lot with it.
I was just saying that the fans could continue this on Twitter.
And by the way, the new it's Burger Law, right?
Burger Law. The website's rocking. I'm going to Twitter. Next time we talk, we're going to talk on about Twitter and privacy.
He almost said the dirty word.
He did.
He almost did.
You did.
I could sense it.
He can't say it, but it's twatter.
This is the internet. We can say it.
You didn't even attend my lecture on incense at Webster last week. I'm disappointed.
Were you angry or incensed at that?
All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Gary Burger.
Thanks, guys. Good to see you as always.
Burgerlaw.com, the phone number, real quick.
Yeah.
314-542-2222. Talk to anybody, perfect. Help you with your legal questions. Excellent. Thanks for having me, guys.
We like Gary, even though I don't say much.
You've been quiet. You rest your vocal cords.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Is that what you're
doing? You look at guns on your phone with your
that
producer.
That wasn't me. That was him. I'm getting his back. Fine. Whatever. All right. When we come back, Ryan Brennell from Gratitude shall be here. All right. So do stay with us, John and Kane Show. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. During the song, we got to know our next guest a little bit, learned that he had been in Austin, South by Southwest.
I
told my vampire story,
right? You did.
And then what did he exactly say to me? He said
that's either a really crazy story or you're psycho.
And I was like,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, right. No, that's it.
I was like, it's not either. It's pretty much both.
Pretty much it. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Ryan Brennell.
Ryan, welcome to the show.
Is it Brennell? Brennell? What is it?
Brennell.
Brennell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Yep. Thanks for having me, guys.
No problem. So Gratitude, I mean, from context, I could kind of get the context, like what it means.
Yeah.
But what does it mean to you?
Attitude with gladness.
Yeah, kind of that. A lot of gratitude. I think it just means kind of doing whatever you can to help whoever you can.
Well, so here's what's cool about this. So our producers give us things that we have to say about our guests, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of the professional part of the show,
right?
That's about it. Yeah. And so it says, quote, he was living and working on a fishing yacht in New Zealand when he took a trip to Samoa that changed his life.
Oh my goodness.
He moved to St. Louis to start Gratitude, a crowdfunding platform helping nonprofits raise funds and rally volunteers around their projects.
I love this.
Yeah, that's hysterical because my best friend's, their get rich plan is to just write a screenplay about my life. So
nice.
I think you'd be the voice on the trailer for that.
No. Nice. His voice is far better than mine is.
We could go back and forth. It'll be great.
Go ahead. You read it.
No. I'm not interested in that. But what I am interested in is the whole idea behind this. Because the biggest thing with nonprofits is the rallying of help in regards to their cause. You know, a lot of them, you know, nonprofit is that. It does cost to run a nonprofit.
Yeah.
So there is need for funding in some way. But the fact that you're able to get volunteers too, like your crowdfunding doesn't stop with just getting the money for a project.
Mm-hmm.
So explain how that, idea evolve to that?
Well, you know, back to that trip in Samoa, it was, I mean, honestly, it was set up to be a spring break trip with a bunch of 22-year-olds, 23-year-olds.
Right.
And on the second night, there was a tsunami warning that really kind of, you know, jolted us. We climbed this mountain to the safe house that the people had built after a tsunami had devastated the community 2 years prior in 2009. And we get to the top. There are people like sleeping on the tombs of the loved ones that they'd lost.
Oh.
So, yeah, a pretty sobering experience, very literally. And we spent the rest of the week getting to know these people. I left having spent the week helping them any way I could, had a family in Samoa, wanted more opportunities like this, and just kind of fell into gratitude, really. I mean, I didn't do this on purpose.
Can I just say that when you talk about your friends who want to write a screenplay about your life, I think you work for the CIA.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. That's make our front a thing called, I don't know, gratitude.
Yeah, there it is.
I have a family in Samoa with a safe house. You said safe house.
Yeah.
I heard it.
He did say safe house. John's really in tune to those type of keywords.
Yeah, I'm sure you
understand. He's got a background that I've already said too much about.
Yeah.
So if we could move on.
It's like an episode right out of Archer. I've been watching
it. I love Archer. Oh my God.
Which, by the way, it really creeps me out that the voice of Archer is also the voice of the dad from Bob's Burgers.
Yep.
It creeps me out because it's the same voice.
But have you seen the YouTube of the Bob's Burgers does?
Right. But I just want Archer? A job where I don't have to change my voice at all, where it's like it literally, I'm just like, let's go do Shakespeare. And then I have this voice.
As Shakespeare?
Right. No, I'm just.
Well,
right.
I see what
I'm
you
just,
mean.
Right.
You mean every day of your life, you're speaking as though you're in a Shakespearean play?
All you're doing now, you're trying to make
I'm trying to understand where you're coming from.
To make me look bad in front of the guests.
That's not true. Not at all. You're doing a great job on your own. Let's tell people where they can connect to you online real quick, because we're going to bring you back for another break here right after this song. So how can people connect with you online?
They can find the website at gladitude.com. It's spelled GLADITOOD.com. And then they can find us the same gladitude on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. They can find me on Twitter too, but I don't do much on there.
Spelling is key. Gladitude, TOOD at the end. I love that.
All right. Well, Ryan, because I want to understand gladitude a little more, when we come back, we're going to role play.
Sounds great.
Are you down with that?
Usually
always.
Very dangerous okay. suggestion.
Right. You
on
said
John,
that's
John's
great,
part.
But then you didn't blink, which meant you're a little uncomfortable.
Mm.
So we'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us, John and Kane Show. We're back, ladies and gentlemen, with our guest, Ryan Grinnell.
Come on, everybody.
I keep looking at the name, and I want to say it like eight different ways just to be that guy.
Right. But Brunel. It's like Chanel.
I know, but I want to be like Brunel. I want to be like Brunel. I want to be like Brunel. But gratitude. Gratitude.
There's only one way to say that.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Glad-I-tude. I mean, we could do it eight different ways if you want. Yeah.
Don't give John the challenge.
Right.
Don't do it.
We'll do it. All right, so here's the deal. I don't really understand gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
We're role playing now, right?
Yep.
So, all right. So I go to gratitude.com. Why would I go to gratitude.com?
Because you're a good person.
Okay. Yes, I am.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you want to give back.
Okay. So check this out. So the commitment of our show is fun, funny, make the world a better place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So like if I didn't know you, we weren't interviewing you, I go to gratitude and say more about what I'm going to do there.
So when you got there, you would just search out some projects that you like. Maybe you're passionate about animals. A lot of people are passionate about animals. Mm-hmm. They can search for projects helping animals.
Nice.
And then they can choose to either donate to that project or sign up to volunteer to that project.
Donate their time. Right?
Exactly.
Donate their money or donate their time.
Yep. And it's a way for broke millennials to get involved, you know.
Actually, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
No, it really is. It really is, because that's kind of redundant. Most millennials are kind of broke. They spend a lot on technology and a lot of monthly like devices and Wi-Fi and, you know, just broadband. Like they live in technology, and sometimes that can get really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But because they have all of those connection, social media, they're really powerful when it comes to volunteering their time for things because they can rally others as well.
Yep, absolutely.
Have you seen something like that with the millennials getting involved?
Oh, yeah. We've seen it over and over again. The millennials, they have to be reached on the internet.
Yeah.
They're famous for, they want to tell everyone what they're doing all the time.
Right.
So if they're volunteering, all their friends are going to hear that they're volunteering with your organization.
Exactly.
And it's just, I mean, it's the power of the network.
Yeah. No, I love it. So when you started this, there wasn't a bank of, you know, projects going on. So experience, tell us how that first year was getting this thing off the ground.
The first year was a learning experience. You know, it was a lot of getting the organizations that we worked with to trust me as a person and understand that, you know, my heart is in the right place. Once we got their trust, it, you know, we kind of guided them through the whole process. We said, we think this is what it's going to take to do this successfully on the internet. And we helped organizations raise money and volunteers for women in Tanzania, girls in Kenya. We just helped the Muni raise money to get new wheelchairs for their access services here in St. Louis. So, yeah, we work.
So you're pretty much an American hero right now.
Yeah,
I mean, no, seriously, like, it's like, I mean, I'm seriously like when I look at our show, I mean, as much as we, you know, attempt to be funny, right? Like at under everything for us, it's make the world a better place.
Absolutely.
So, you know, on a recent thing for Channel 9, actually, Ed Domain was involved in it, right? We actually said that if you want to deforest South America, we don't want to talk to you. But you're getting wheelchairs for the Muni. I mean, come on. I mean, why aren't people lined up to give you hugs?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm serious.
I am right after the show, just so you know, Ryan. That's actually a warning that by law I have to be.
He hugs long and uncomfortably. It's really creepy.
It's kind of full body-ish.
He puts his chin in your neck.
It's full body-ish. I've got a soft beard. Don't worry about it.
So you may have heard of Lou Ferrigno, the Hulk, right?
Yeah.
When Lou was here, actually in person, he would not let go.
Yeah.
Right?
It was uncomfortable for Lou. It was uncomfortable.
And then Lou actually said, get off me. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Right.
It was very weird.
Yeah.
I started to see the skin.
I thought I saw that too. I looked back at the video. It wasn't true though. It wasn't true.
All right. Ryan, how can people find you for reals?
They can really find me at gladitude.com, spelled GLADITOOD.com. And then they can find us same facebook.com/gladitude, twitter.com/gladitude. That's where we are.
And one more thing. Now, you talked about how people can go and donate, find a project and all that, and donate their time or their money. Mm-hmm. What about you're a nonprofit and you want to get into the mix? How does that work with Gladitude?
So they can do it with our help or they can do it without our help. If they're, you know, tech whiz kids, they can get on our website and do it all by themselves, or they can contact us through our contact form and we'll walk them through the whole process.
As a nonprofit to get thrown into the mix.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I'm going to keep Ryan around just for the close.
Oh, you are?
Because I want to play Learn What We Learned because I kind of feel like we connected with
I think
guy.
So, too. You know, it's a great idea.
I mean, we blew his cover as a CIA operative.
We did.
But we'll talk more about that.
I've already said too much.
When we come back, John and Kane Show will close the show with our good guest, Ryan Brunell.
I know it's sad. It's really, really depressing to have to end the show today, especially with such a great guest from Gladitude. It's Ryan Brunell.
See, right. But all I'm doing is I'm giving him ideas for his CIA cover, right?
Yes, you are.
He can say his name 8 different ways. It's just one of those things.
I've already got to relocate. You guys are never going to see me again.
See what you did, John. See what you did.
That training that you got at the farm totally got messed up now, didn't it? Didn't it? Gladitude. All right. We saw right through that.
For those of you just tuning in, it is the close of the show. And we've been talking to Ryan Brunell about Gladitude. And if you're a millennial or anyone who wants to donate your time or your money to a cause that matters to you, go to gladitude.com and check out any number of subjects that matter to you and align with those fundraisers, those crowd fundraising things and the whole nine or the time you can donate. But if you're a nonprofit.
Oh, I see what you're about to do. You're about to make this about you.
Kind of,
right,
a little
ahead.
Bit.
No, go ahead.
But if you're a nonprofit, you also can contact on the website and connect with somebody. Or if you're a tech whiz, you could probably do it all from the website. Mm-hmm. But connect with someone from Gladitude. And as a nonprofit, get thrown into the mix so that when others are looking to donate time and money to an organization, you can be in that mix for them to search. So I wanted to find out, how this aligns with I'm on the board for a nonprofit.
Okay.
So like John wanted to role play earlier. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to role play now.
All
right, take off your jacket. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
I'm uncomfortable.
Ryan is,
he actually did it.
He's willing.
Ryan is willing. Pause.
He's completely willing. Well, this nonprofit is called Live Feed, and what it does, it asks bands to, when they play out shows, to, in lieu of the cover charge, or in addition to the cover charge, they ask their fans to bring non-perishable food items to their show so that we can then end up donating it to the St. Louis Area Food Bank here in St. Louis. So, with Live Feed, we're constantly needing money to buy food, especially this time of year where we see all the food banks this time of year really get depleted. You know, this time of year and first of next year, really a bad thing. How can I get Live Feed, the nonprofit, streamlined on Gladitude and make that happen?
There could be a really creative way to do this. You could actually do the cover charge for the website so people could get tickets in advance to these shows, and then a portion of that would go to
the
nonprofit.
That would be a coordination with the venue as well, but that's perfect.
Yeah, I think that would be a really interesting way to compel people to give.
Yeah.
That, you know, they're already going to be
now
at the
show seeing
anyway.
An app, because now I have this whole thing, Live Feed. Imagine a live feed, like Periscope almost, a live video feed of a performance where you can actually donate $2 and you can actually be plugged into the video feed of that performance.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
And it all essentially goes to, you're getting content, but you're also donating.
Yep.
You know, to the cause, which is what Gladitude's all about.
We could probably do that through like a YouTube, Google Hangout also.
Really?
I mean, you probably could do a live feed.
All right, Ryan, you and I have to talk after the show.
All right, we're going to do that, but we're going to wrap the show. So, Ryan, you get to play something we haven't played for a while on the show. It's called Learn What We Learned. And, Kane, please explain.
Well, Learn What We Learned is exactly that. You spent a little time with the show. You didn't know what to expect before you got here, right?
Yep.
You were kind of left open to the possibilities. Well, we want to know what you learned. And if you can share that with our audience and with us, we'll do the same for you.
Okay. I can do that. Should I just get it right
into
it?
Yeah, we usually allow our guests to go first.
I learned John believes in vampires.
It's his whole... The thing is that he loves the Twilight series. It was just this.
I do not. I do not.
It was a joke. A joke.
I learned Kane is on the board of a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. I learned you both really like to role play.
That's true. True statement. A lot of learning going on here.
I think that covers it.
All right.
Well, I learned that you spent some time on a yacht. Was it in New Zealand? And then you went
New Zealand
and took a trip to Samoa, and that's kind of where you got some of your the connectivity along, you know, with community as opposed to self-absorbedness like a lot of us are, especially millennials we talk about. Millennials, but you really are self-absorbed. I don't know what to tell you. But when you get that perspective, and just like you proved when you walked in here today and letting us know what came from that experience, and now who's that ripple effect is completely limitless. You know what I mean? So that's what I learned. You're a very powerful guy, humble about it all, and doing great things for the community.
Thank you.
First thing I learned is about Kane, that he thinks that the expression for limitless is a fart sound. You were like,
it is.
You know, that's what you did. That's what you did.
Have you not experienced my guests? It's pretty limitless.
I am.
Pretty limitless.
Here's what I learned about our guest, Ryan Brunell, today from Gladitude, is that the commitment of our show is fun, funny, make the world a better place. And what I love about this show is that, you know, we are fun and funny because we don't want to be NPR, quite honestly. We could have done this interview as straight as can be.
And NPR barely wants to be NPR.
Welcome, Ryan. You know, we could have done that. But for us, it's about that if we keep things fun and funny, we truly can make the world a better place by giving people a platform to be able to communicate in a fun way, because funny never gets cut, right?
Yep.
So we love what you're doing. We invite everyone to go to Gladitude, GLADITOOD.com. Find something that inspires you. Be a part of it, whether you donate money or whether you donate your time. You know, I assert that you can do both, but the more you do for others, the happier you are. I know that sounds like a Facebook meme, but it's the gosh darn truth.
It is.
So with that, ladies and gentlemen, let's applaud Ryan Brunell.
All right, Ryan. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
All right, we need to close the show. Don't go away yet. You're not done.
You're going to participate in the signature close.
So follow us on Facebook and Twitter at John and Kane Show.
At Indio underscore radio. Those handles are great for Twitter and Instagram.
All right, so you can get the show, you know, Monday through Friday, you know, 10 a.m. IndioRadio.com. That's live. Mm-hmm. You can get the replay, 5 p.m. IndioRadio.com.
That's right.
But then how do the rest of these party people find us?
It's a busy, busy world, and on demand is usually how most of entertainment is consumed. So we understand that. Podomatic.com, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher. Just search Indio Radio Podcast. You'll find all the John and Kane shows right there.
And don't we also have a blog?
Oh, yeah, that's right. IndioRadio.wordpress.com. You can catch up on some of the singular activities of our guests, some more information that may not have been hashed out during the show, and connectivity with that piece from the Domain Tech Report that was done on the John and Kane Show at indioradio.wordpress.com.
Well, what makes me funny is I always forget about it, and I actually remembered it this morning.
Did you?
I just did. No big deal. All right. So, Ryan, the last thing that we say as a part of our signature close is Indio Radio. Now, we do it all together. And if you mess up, you're judged harshly.
That's right. As you can tell, John is that way.
Are you
a harsh judge?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, on tomorrow's show, Lindsay Walden will be here, Amber Cease will be here, Scott Hunley and Brian Cabot will be here.
Oh my God, we have how many guests?
I don't know.
Holy smokes.
I didn't book
the show.
It's gonna
be a packed house.
But it's the John and Kane Show, broadcasting live from Shock City Studios. And of course, all together.
Indio Radio.
Kind of jumped the gun there. Did you feel that?
That's all he was.
Did you feel that a little bit?
He was alert.
I felt it a little bit.
You're not a CIA spy. See you tomorrow.